Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The City Council has approved a $750 million Chicago Fire soccer stadium at the 78 in the South Loop. Joining us with the latest is Danny Ecker, reporter for Crane Chicago Business. Danny, thank you for joining us today. The first lesson to be learned from this, given the speed at which this proposal has gone from idea to approval, is that spending your own money, as the owner of the Chicago Fire is, to build this stadium, really is the shortest distance between two points.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't really have picked a better time or a better backdrop for Joe Mansueto to be coming to the market and saying, I'd like to finance my own stadium. Thank you very much. And, you know, never mind what the Bears and the White Sox have been asking for their own stadium. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big deal, and certainly that's been a something where right now downtown certainly could use that kind of investment. And you've got, I think in many cases, a lot of city officials that are just saying, hey, how fast can we sign off on this with the proper feedback from the community, but understanding that it's a big asset, not just to the South Loop neighborhood, but, you know, potentially to the city if this really spurs a broader entertainment district at the 78 in the South Loop.
Now, a lot of people have had a lot of ideas about what to do with this land, which has essentially been empty since the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad closed Grand Central Station in 1969. I mean, this is vacant land near downtown Chicago at Clark and Roosevelt. And so you do have the soccer stadium going in. It will be the anchor tenant for whatever happens next with this development from Related Midwest. The thorny issue, though, above and beyond just using private financing to build the stadium, is who's responsible for the infrastructure around the stadium? Do you spend public money or TIF money to put in a CTA station and just increase the public access to this land?
Right. So that was the big issue that was quite controversial in the waning days of Rahm Emanuel's administration in 2019, when Related Midwest, the developer that controls the 78, won approval for $550 million in TIF money that would be used to, you know, build new roads and, you know, shore up the seawall and other things that were going to be pieces, you know, realigning the metro tracks running through the site, large line items that were going to be saying, hey, these are public infrastructure pieces. The controversy, of course, was the use of public money, but the structure here is, you know, Related and, you know, in this case, the Fire, but merely the Related is footing the bill for any of these infrastructure projects that would be happening up front. And then they'd be paid back with tax, property tax gains that would happen at the 78 over time. But it's still public money, and that's part of this redevelopment agreement that's still being ironed out. So while this city council approval for the rezoning to allow the stadium is certainly a big milestone, there's still a hurdle to clear here to get city council on board for, you know, providing certain amounts of money that we're going to support the infrastructure that are going to boost this site.
Now, 2 years ago, the White Sox shared renderings of what their stadium would look like in the 78. Are the Sox basically boxed out of that piece of land now based on the Fire's investment? Or is there a possibility that maybe there could be two sports facilities on this land by the time it's all said and done?
It's a really good and important question, really, for this site, because Related Midwest has not precluded the idea of continuing to pursue the White Sox and making this a two-stadium development over time. The Fire have not shut the door on that prospect. You know, obviously in other cities you have multiple stadiums that are very close to each other and make a little bit of a sports and entertainment district. Right now all you have is the third ward alderman, Pat Dowell, saying she would not support a second stadium. But she also created a path in case there was going to be another stadium in the future, saying, well, look, if there were a second stadium, someone would have to come and get approval separately from the plan commission and city council then. So in theory, it could fit. And I just wouldn't count out that story is not done. Certainly, there's a lot of moving pieces for the White Sox moving forward, whether they're going to stay in Bridgeport or move somewhere else, be it the 78 or another location.
Danny Ecker, reporter, Crane Chicago Business. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, ID theft isn't just for adults. We'll tell you how you can protect yourself and your kids.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.